Masechet Baba Kama, Perek He, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Hichnis Shoro Lachatzer Baal Habayit Shelo Birshut. If somebody brings his ox into his friend's courtyard without permission, Ungaho Shoro Shel Baal Habayit. And the ox of the Baal Habayit was there in the courtyard, and it gored that ox that was brought in without permission, or Sheneshecho Kalbo Shel Baal Habayit, or the homeowner's ox, a dog, bit the ox, patur, the homeowner would not be obligated to pay for the damage. The damage occurred to somebody who did not have any permission to bring his ox into there. He's a trespasser. So therefore, the homeowner is not obligated to pay for those damages. Nagah hu, shorosh bal habayit, hayav. But if the ox that was brought in without permission gored the ox of the homeowner, then hayav, the person who brought the ox in without permission, is obligated to pay for the damages. If that ox that came in with no permission fell into a pit of water, and all of the dirt that was on the body of the ox went into that water and made it disgusting, made it unfit for drinking, hayav, the owner of that ox has to pay for destroying that water. Hayaviv o beno letocho meshalem et hakofet. If the father or the son of the homeowner was in the pit swimming, and the ox fell on them and killed them, then the owner of the ox who came in without permission is responsible to pay the kofed, the money, the ransom that has to be paid to somebody whose animal kills another person. We must be talking about a mu'ad animal in this part of the Mishnah, because only a mu'ad animal is obligated to pay a kofed. V'im hichris birshut, Baal Hatzer Haya. But if the ox was brought into the courtyard with permission of the homeowner, like we said in the last Mishnah, the homeowner now assumes responsibility for that animal, and he has to pay for any damages that that animal causes. So in that last case of the Mishnah, where the ox fell into the water and killed a person, if the homeowner gave permission for that ox to enter his property, then the homeowner himself has to pay that kofed, even though he never said that he's assuming responsibility. According to this Tana, the homeowner takes all responsibility and is now obligated to pay that ransom to the family of the person who died. Bi omed bechulan eno hayav ad shekabel alav lishmor. According to Rabbi, he argues on these last two Mishnayot, according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, in all of these cases that we brought up in this Mishnah and on the last one, where if somebody brought things into a different person's house with permission, we said that the homeowner now becomes responsible. Once he gives permission, even though he doesn't explicitly say that he's taking responsibility for that animal that's brought in, he assumes responsibility automatically by giving permission to that animal to enter his domain. Rabbi argues, according to Rabbi, the homeowner giving permission for that animal to come in does not automatically obligate him for all damages that may occur in his property. He's just giving permission for that animal to come into his property, unless he explicitly says that he's accepting upon himself the responsibility to protect that animal or any damages that that animal would cause. He is not obligated, according to the B. He has to actually say that he's allowing the animal into his property, and he's accepting all responsibility for damage that that animal would cause.